All right, y'all, it's the Hurricane back with another episode of Warren's in Sandy, where the N is capitalized, nothing else really is. Back in the pilot seat, I know y'all didn't get too comfortable with who's sitting at this other seat in the, no, trying not to say your name, you got a little bit upset last time I introduced you. Go ahead and introduce yourself for the people, though.
It's DJ K.
If you didn't say it any longer, I was going to be like, all right, yeah, guys. So this just actually turned into a hallucination podcast. There was no one here. Never has been anyone here. I've just been deciding to lie on the fact that I have a partner.
Honestly,
New Year's resolutions. No more lying about having a partner.
Oh, just no more lying in general?
Yeah. No, I guess it's a lie.
Just not about the podcast.
What?
Just not about the podcast.
Yeah, I can't lie that I have like a real partner anymore. It's just me.
Honestly, you know, the ventriloquist.
Mm-hmm.
That I when I was younger, I wanted to learn how to do that, how to be a ventriloquist so bad, just because.
Like a party trick, or like to be.
No, like a party trick, like because they be saying like fool things, and they know how to like amplify their voice and stuff.
Uh huh.
There's the one thing where people try to do it where, like, you have your mouth closed, but you're, like, talking still.
Uh-huh.
And I know, like, most people would be like, help, I'm stuck inside. But, like, with their mouth closed, I don't know. I think ventriloquism is a pretty cool thing, but it's really hard to learn.
So when you watched Victorious for the first time and you saw Robbie and the puppet, were you, like, floored?
No, because it was very clear that he wasn't the one doing the talking.
Mm-hmm.
So it more just felt like, because they talked over each other.
Right.
So it was never like a, man, he's a really good ventriloquist. It was just like, that's a character.
Well, that's how he got into the school. Because of how good of his ventriloquism is.
Mm-mm. It was so clearly just someone else that he'd move the mouse, but they'd have somebody else talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like he could have done better.
You remind me
Rex
of like
should have really talked.
A kid who figured out that the tooth fairy wasn't real and you're just like really upset that your parents dropped the ball so fast.
Honestly, I pretty much like forced my mother into admitting the truth because I would set up like cameras. Like I'd set up cameras in my rooms to be like, who's taking my teeth? Because even as a kid, that's not a normal thing. Like kids who are just okay with the tooth fairy scare me. Because you telling me you're okay with someone sneaking in your house, your room specifically, taking your teeth, leaving money, and getting up out of there. No,
I'm gonna be real with you. I never believed in Santa because there's so many songs about like I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus and. Santa Claus is a black man, and my reading comprehension has been high from a young age, so I'm very able to pick up
the fact that
Santa is not real.
Well, I was never raised to believe Santa was real.
Yeah,
though.
Neither was I.
Like, I don't know, and I know for a fact, like, when I have kids, I'm not raising them. I bought this. It was my money. I'm not letting some random man
take
that
credit.
You believe in. I'm not going to let you be like, yes, this was Santa got me.
But, like, I did believe in the Tooth Fairy, though. And honestly,
yeah.
I was never one of those kids that was like, someone's taking my teeth. It was like, I lose my teeth and like, yeah, here she comes. I did not realize the Tooth Fairy was fake until my mom had my dad be the Tooth Fairy once, and he left me like one of those like big yellow manila envelopes. And I was like,
something's
this is
off.
Too big for the Tooth Fairy to carry. This has Jerome written all over it.
Mm-mm.
And I, yeah.
See, no, okay, because even like when I went to the dentist and got my teeth pulled, like, did they give you your teeth back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm catching her, and I'm catching her tonight. And I had, like, a whole, like, camera set up in the corner of my room, like, expecting some, like, fairy to be flying.
Where are you getting these cameras from?
We've always had cameras because, okay, so we were, like, a vacation memory type of family.
Uh-huh.
So I set the camera up in the, it was, like, one of those, like, little, like, handheld corners, horrible quality. But I set it up in the corner, just like, so you could see my door, but you could see like my windows too.
Right.
And then I woke up in the morning and I was like, there's no money. She saw the cameras. So I had to move the cameras around because it was a multiple night thing. Because the first night, my mom probably just saw the camera sitting on the dresser and was like, I'm going to leave. So the next night I like hid them under stuff. Was still like, there's no money. Did the tooth fairy die? So the third night I just like hid it, but like in the sense of like kind of like really close to like my TV and stuff. So like if you're not looking, you're not gonna see it. And then I like covered it up with like clothes because my room was probably dirty.
Right.
But yeah, and then I saw her and I was like, so you're the tooth fairy. I feel like that's the best way to start a breakfast conversation. You just gave me $5, but I'm about to ruin my own childhood real quick. So you're the tooth fairy? And she was like, no, what do you mean? And I showed her the video and she was like, okay.
Played it back on her.
I don't even feel like fighting it. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. So where's my teeth? Like, what do you... Cause, and she never... That was my biggest thing. Not that I just was so dying to know who the tooth fairy was. Mm-hmm. It was more, what are you doing with the teeth?
Yeah, no, because it sounds... I understand that your parents probably just throw them away, but it sounds weird to me. Why would you go through the effort of collecting my teeth to throw them away?
Even
so, where are they?
Even as, like, even just as... the parents taking them, what? Because I know some parents keep the teeth, like, and I think that's really strange because some parents keep the teeth that are the quote unquote tooth fairy. Some parents just keep them, but my teeth are somewhere in the trash. Someone could have eaten my teeth by now, and I think that's not okay.
Like that one episode of Teen Titans ago where they were eating the teeth. I always thought they looked delicious.
I don't know. I feel like the tooth fairy is weird. Like Santa is like a like little charismatic thing, but the tooth fairy is just where are they going? And she's never told me, and I lost interest, and I just chalked it up to some people keep them. Well, I think they're probably in the trash somewhere.
I don't know. The topic of Santa again, what we originally meant to talk about
Santa Claus
was our Christmas breaks. Because as you know, we just got back from Christmas break. And that was like my most mundane, but also the most everywhere at once Christmas break I've ever had.
I had a pretty good Christmas break.
Y'all, I was forced to go on a family vacation.
Yeah, mine's beat theirs, definitely.
Oh, anything could beat mine. You could be like, all I did for my break was sit at home and do nothing. And then, when Christmas came around, I got a new game, so I started playing that. Congratulations, you have beaten my Christmas break. Like, it's really that easy. But, like, forced to go to Texas. And
bummer, Texas sucks.
Honestly, I don't like Texas. I hate the way the roads are set up. I will never drive in Texas ever. If I ever take a road trip, I'm skipping Texas. Oh, Texas highways aren't that bad. It'd be like the street roads though.
My how is more, how are you skipping Texas?
Go around it? Oh, I just jump it. Take the car and I like
just ramp it up.
I drive back some. I get like a ton of ramps.
I'll
skip over that little I think
that's so weird that you can just drive around a whole entire state.
Yeah,
no, the world is fake. I don't care.
But and so we go whatever to my mom's family, meaning it, you just knew everything was gonna hit the fan. And I'm not going to go into all my family drama or whatever, but what I do want to talk about is this specific night. So, all day, they were hyping up this special guest that was going to be coming later. Mind you, I never knew who the special guest was. I actually thought the special guest was my aunt, who lives in Texas, and she lives like 40 minutes away from my mom, aka she's special, because we don't get to see Aunt Angel anymore. So I was like, ooh, bet, 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 Aunt Angel's going to be here. And at one point, so my mom's remarried husband, kid, two kids. So I guess Morgan, who is his daughter, has children, or just one kid. And it baffled me that she did because she's so small, but whatever. So her son, living his life, playing with my nieces and nephews. And so at one point, he's doing something. And Ivory goes, you need to stop or else Santa won't come later.
What?
And I was like, I looked. And then Porter just goes, oh, so everybody knows the special guest is Santa. And I'm sitting here like, I didn't know the special guest was Santa. So now I'm like, most of the time, I just, like, shut myself in my room. But that day, I had to be sitting downstairs on the ready. Like, this was not a, oh, he Santa's coming. This was a, who is going to be
who's coming Santa? To the house?
Who is coming here? So, I'm telling y'all, I have, like, multiple videos of me posted up on the couch recording the door. Because at like, 5 o'clock, my mom was having little fits. Because Porter was like watching a movie or something. And under at this point, I was assuming that Porter was going to be Santa. So like 5 o'clock, mom was like, babe, 2 hours. So I'm sitting like, okay. So Santa is going to be coming at 7 o'clock. They said even said that later. So I'm telling you, I'm posted up watching.
Just watching the door, watching the stairs.
Like,
how you getting
where
in?
Where is Santa? Is Porter going to change? Because they're going to catch him. They'll know. These kids are smart.
Yeah, you're going to disappear and then Santa's going to show up. Reemerge
as Santa? Nah, bro.
I'm trying to be on some Hannah Montana.
But I'm telling you, 7 o'clock hits. And I have like a few videos in my phone of me recording what happened. Videos I caught while I was attempting to record the door. And all of them really have nothing to do with Santa. Whoop-de-whoop-de-woo. 7 o'clock hits. I don't see no Santa anywhere. And I'm like, what the heck? Y'all are some liars. I'm upset and my night is ruined because I didn't even know Santa was coming. And then I got my hopes up and now Santa's not here. Whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop-de-woo. Time travel 7:30. We hear this knock at the door. And I'm sitting here like, Santa. Like, I'm telling you, I was more excited than everybody else because I was such a perfect mix of in the dark and like just be. I was enough in the dark that I was like, who is Santa about to be? So I'm watching the door, knock knock knock. My mom goes, that's our special guest. And mind you, all the kids knew Santa was here because once Ivory knows something, the whole house knows something.
Sounds
so
right.
So everybody knew it was going to be Santa. So she's like, uh-oh, sounds like Santa's here. And she opens the door, and it's this, like, 5'6" woman with locks.
What?
And I'm like,
I'm sorry, what?
No, I don't know about y'all, but this is not Santa Claus.
Like, in a Santa suit? Or?
Mm-mm, she just came in.
Just regular clothes?
And, yeah, just came in. And she was like, hey, y'all. And then they shut the door, and I'm like,
this isn't
you're
Santa.
Not my auntie. And you're not Santa. Please exit. And after that, they open the door again. Santa Claus. What?
What?
So who is she? Why would y'all just try to slip her in like that?
Santa delivery man?
Santa. Boom. And I'm telling you, I'm... What the heck? And I think everyone was under the assumption that Porter was just going to wear a Santa outfit. So to see this man who was not Porter... We're all like,
did you know who it was, or was this like a high?
I had
person?
To figure out after, but when I'm telling you, Porter is a rich guy. He's a movie theater in his house. He's a rich guy. So for the longest, I thought that they paid a Santa to come, and I was like, I have no words. Y'all paid for Santa to come. Y'all paid for Santa to come. Whatever, whatever. So Santa's talking to all the kids. Everybody takes pictures with Santa, and the Santa leaves. And I'm sitting here like, so Santa, mom continues to say that she's friends with Santa. She's friends with Santa. So I'm like, okay, so this is one of her friends, and the lady who came in must be his wife, because they were talking at one point. And Santa left. Santa didn't come back for like 45 minutes. And then he came in. He just kind of, I guess he was waiting for like a text that everything cooled down or something. And he kind of like they left the door unlocked for him. I'm sitting by the stairs because I was waiting for him to come back. I'm sitting here like, you came in with your wife. Your wife came in first. You didn't try to just have her dress as Mrs. Claus. Like, you easily could have. You just had her slip come in first and just kill the hype. He's just kind of like
out the Santa suit, just chilling
out the Santa suit. And like he wears glasses. So Ivory, I could tell, was suspicious of him because she was kind of hitting this like, you know, when like you like tilt your head up and you look at a person and you're kind of like, but when a kid does it, it's so much more obvious because they don't know how to add subtlety to their head motion. So she was like a whole like head up flared, like looking at him, like kind of circling him. And then he just got to talking. He was a normal guy. He was actually pretty cool. But like at one point, he looks at me. He's like, hey, Alex, how you doing? Uh-oh. You think that I have the cognizance to know who you are. But it actually, in my head,
you're just
my personal narrator is actually referring to you as Santa. I think it would have been really cool if he came, did his Santa stuff, and then left. You're telling me, because I think they live like 20 minutes away. So that would have meant that he traveled. It was just like, I don't need to see my friends like that. I was Santa.
Or if they like had him bring gifts or something, like put them under the tree. Nah.
Not at all. Just you straight. Know them. You know parents need to take credit for the gifts that they brought. Ain't no way they was about to hand them to him and be like, just give it to them.
No. In my Christmas break, I was at my sister's house for the majority of, winter break.
Oh, yeah, you were.
So we had one Christmas thing where we were over my sister-in-law's house. She's like, I would say like older 20. Like she's probably like 29.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not like, she's nowhere near 30.
Okay.
So she's married. She's been married for like, I want to say like 5 years, five or more years.
All right.
So, she's like the cool family member. So we're over there. We're chilling. She has a room. It's not quite a movie room, but she has a room with like a big giant TV and like couch, game system, all that.
Right, right.
Also, the location is Lebanon, if that puts anything together. So we're there. We're playing Jenga. She has a really big house. It's two stories, but it's like nice. It's new. She had it built.
Uh-huh.
So we're there chilling. Playing Jenga, you know, just anything, passing the time. Mm-hmm. We'd already eaten, just waiting to play like games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we were about to start opening gifts, and they were like, okay, she's okay, come on, let's go open gifts. We're all like, okay. And her dad was like, don't you have something you need to say? And she was like, no. We were like, okay, let's go open gifts. And he was like, there's something she needs to say. And we were like, okay, is she going to say it? And she was like, nah, I don't got nothing to say. So everybody's in the mix of like, okay, well, let's go open gifts. You got like kids who just heard gifts and are already heading towards the tree.
Right.
And then he was like, tell them. And we were like, bro, what do you have to say? So she just sat here and with nothing else went, we're expecting.
So I think he's like, far more excited than she is.
Well, everybody was more like, I have a family of, I'm not gonna act like I get a hint. You're gonna tell me exactly what you need to say. Like, you can hint at it all you want, but I'm not gonna act like I know until you say it.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone that's expecting what, a chicken? like the corniest, expecting what? She was like, a baby. And everybody was like, oh, congrats. Da, da, da. And so in the middle of everyone cheering, he was like, that's not all. And we were like, she's bringing life into the world. Like, can we go open gifts? And he was like, finish telling him. And so she went here and went, we're expecting twins. There's going to be two of them?
Oh, girl.
Also, like, she's not like a big, she's probably built like really similar to me. So I'm like, it's going to be.
I'm going to need you to put on some masks.
You going to fit two of them in there?
Nah. You know how, like, when cartoon characters get pregnant, the pregnancy is always, like, it's like a stick body, and then they kind of, like, slap a circle, like, on them?
You're going to fit two humans in there, and you're going to grow them. And apparently, because she's pregnant enough to announce it, but apparently, she's been pregnant. I don't know for how long, but...
Enough to find out as twins.
Look, I knew... Exactly. But I knew something was up because, you know, I don't really associate with people. So, around, like, holiday parties, I just kind of linger around. You know? I'm never really in one place. I'm just kind of walking around. So, at one point, I had made it upstairs. Don't ask how. I just was walking around. And they had a Christmas tree upstairs. And I saw her taking, like, side angled, like, pajamas. She had on a onesie, but, like, the onesie was, like, down. But the whole night, up until then, the onesie was up. So when I went, I was like, why's your onesie down? Like belly pics. I'm like, that's a little suspicious. But I have enough common sense to not ask someone if they're pregnant because... That's a setup.
You never ask
that's
someone
a setup.
If they're pregnant.
I have enough common sense.
I don't care if they literally have a baby bump and tattoo no. under it, they have a name that you've never heard before, because you're gonna be like, oh, you're pregnant, and you're gonna name her Rachel, and she'll be like, no,
Rachel's my dead mom, and
I just look like this.
So I was like gaining suspicion, but here, so her, like, their family there's eight of them in total, seven boys. She's the only girl.
Uh-huh.
So, and two of those seven boys are twins.
Okay.
Two sets of those seven boys are twins.
Okay.
So, I was like, no. But everybody was like, just waiting on her to have kids. Because she has, the only people in this house was her husband. It has... It's a five bedrooms, a movie room, the downstairs. Like, it's not a small house.
Right.
Everybody's like, why do you have this big old house? And you don't have no kids. Also,
what is she going to do if she has more than four kids?
She stays. He's like our cousin, but he's not really our cousin. But his name's Elon, and he stays over there. I'm talking about she will get him every weekend. Like, I was like, So after the pregnancy announcement, my family was just on some hooligan behavior. I'm talking about they were shouting. I'm talking about that was when I had sent the video, and I was like, they just came in here and started doing this. They came into the room I was in and started having a whole, like, praise and worship service. I'm talking about singing, crying. There were some, I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. I was just waiting on it. I prayed for this. You prayed that she was going to have a baby?
So I want to, like, finish off with, like, one more Christmas story. And you guys know, around the holidays, people like to just pull nonsensical pranks just because they're that type of person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my sister, Bridget, decided to do one of these. So we're playing Scrabble. And my mom is like, hold on, y'all. I got to go get something. She was real excited. I'm talking like real excited. So we like, okay, cool. My mom goes. And while she's getting whatever she's getting, Bridget goes, I actually have a surprise for you all. And I'm like, she's like, do you guys want to guess? And literally, you know, normally after 30 seconds of no one guessing, you give up.
You just be like, well, here's what it is.
Yeah. It was a minute of silence. And I went, is it baby number three, Bridget? And she went, Is that your final guess?
Bro!
Doesn't nobody want to guess to the point that me, who is completely uninterested in your life, had to pitch up because no one wants to guess.
No one else wants to guess.
And so I just looked at her. And after like 40 more seconds of silence, she had time to get from the fridge back to her Scrapple seat. And she was like, okay, me and Dre got married.
What?
And I look at her. I was eating. I took a bite and I didn't even chew it or anything. I just held the food in my mouth as I held my mouth open to look at her. We were in Texas for like a couple days. There were periods of time where they like left. So my brain was like, they just went and got, they just got married. Mind you, when Santa and his wife were there the other night, they were talking about how they met each other, the story of how they got married, and then mom decides to pitch in her not as beautiful story about how she met Porter and how they decided to get married. So I was like, did Bridget have getting married on the mind and just go for it? And while I'm like, I had enough time to be like, all right, let me chew this food. Chewed it. I haven't even swallowed. She goes, oh, and there's baby number three. You know how, like, this is my sister. This is a moment where I would be like, oh, Bridget, congratulations, y'all. I just pulled out my phone and just looked for something to do on it.
Had to be like,
I was like,
okay.
I didn't even say congratulations. I just went, oh. All right, Bridget. And she was like, yeah. And then Porter was like, what in the world? And she was like, oh, don't tell mom. Oh, mom's going to be so mad. And I'm like, oh, no.
And you just told everybody without her.
After all of this time, mom was getting whatever she was getting for a while. She comes out with, like, a bunch of lottery tickets. And she's like, I got lottery tickets for everyone. Starts handing them out to some people. And she gave one to me, and I was like, Mom, I'm 17. She was like, oh, you're fine. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm scratching the lottery ticket. So I'm scratching the lottery ticket.
Nah, because let somebody have won. That'd have been straight chaos.
Nah, for real. So we're all scratching, and I'm like, I'm still reeling in the information, but also my wrist was hurting because I have carpal tunnel, and it was a lot of scratching, y'all. So at one point, my auntie was there this day, by the way, and she's just scanning everyone's card so that you don't have to scratch it. And I gave up scratching it eventually and just handed her the card to scan. But so I'm scratching. Mom comes in. She sat down. Bridget goes, me and Dre are married. I watch all the life leave my mom's face. Like, I'm talking like she went from like she's smiling, she's handing out these lottery tickets she got for no reason. She's having a really good day. She never has good day. So, hey, good for her. Me and Dre are married. Gone. I'm telling you, y'all, it drained. I watched the smile leave her face, like starting from her eyebrows and working its way down. And she went, oh, Bridget. And she does this thing she does where she'll drop whatever she has just to, like, throw her head into her hand. She hit one of those. And then she went, and we have another baby on the way. And she went, oh. Mom just got quiet and just, like, both hands on her face. I'm pretty sure she was crying. But where I was sitting, I was just trying to scratch my card and live my life. So
I feel like.
And then Bridget hits this. All right, y'all, I was just joking. Bridget, I'm going to throw this card and jump across both of these tables because you should never. First of all, y'all, I'm not one to throw out the phrase bad mother.
But
so for you to just be like baby number three, and then also she's kind of just not. So I'm sitting here, mind you, I have had many pop-up marriages in my life. So that would be number three for me, and that's why I was just so, ugh. But my mom, who was pop-up marriage number one, by the way, number two, excuse me, was just on some, she went, oh, Bridget, don't you ever do that again. And y'all, she literally ruined my mom's mood for the rest of the time I was there. Never again was she having a good day. Never again was she smiling and giving things out. Like, even on Christmas, she was still reeling from the fact that you needed to do that. because Bridget, it's not like Bridget was like, you know, someone who wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
The reason she was upset is because it was so plausible.
See, I don't know. I want to stop the fact that people think big news has to be celebrated, has to be announced on Christmas. Like, I get the clauses, like, you know, you got everybody here.
Right.
Everybody's together.
Everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy. Here's our situation. Because sometimes, just because you're happy for the news, doesn't mean everybody's happy for the news. Let's wrap up our first TikTok minute.
All right, let's
go. Of the new year, of the new podcast.
Let's go ahead and get this started. I'm going to just pull out one that I've been showing everyone. Because this video is, like, I've been trying to keep more space in my phone because Genshin Impact just had a 3 GB update and my phone is fighting for its life. So it's these people on this boat. Mind you, it's annotated. It's these people on this boat and it's just like, it starts and you see that everyone is disheveled. Everyone's looking for things. They don't know where anything is. Everyone's drenched. Someone, like, touches his head like he has a concussion. Like, and you're like, and he starts to like, what do you think happened? Shark attack? Pirates? No. It cuts back and it's this guy just speeding on this boat. And he's going so fast that everyone has to like bend their knees and find something to hold on to. Like, everyone's wearing sunglasses at this point of the video, right? And so he's speeding, it hits one bump, and everyone's like, hey, haha. Ooh, like everyone hit like a good dip. Then he hits another. Literally, it's like a bounce fall he hits. Mind you, everyone fell. So it's like a doom, doom type thing. And you can literally see everyone's sunglasses just go to different places. And you could figure out that that's why everyone was looking for stuff at the beginning.
No. My favorite one to wrap it off is the one where he's walking. He's in New York. And they're crossing the crosswalk. He's like, hey, I'm walking here. And this lady full on like stops him and grabs him and is just on some, we don't say that here. So she walks away and he goes back. And it's kind of like one of those like jump scare moments. But he starts walking again. I don't know what he said. But
he went, forget about it.
Yeah, he went, forget about it. And what I'm telling you, I think that was that woman's 13 threes in that day because she came back into camera frame so quick. But I think this was a great podcast to start off the new year.
Honestly, I hope everybody had a good Christmas. I hope Santa came to visit everyone and then came back 40 minutes later. But this is the first episode of 2022.
Bye.
Hey, whoa. Is
that
the
outro? Do have to do the outro.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, my bad.
What the heck? All right. Thank you guys for listening to the episode of Warren's In.
With N is capitalized and nothing else really
Look,
is.
It's a new year. We had to come
I got
back.
You. I got y'all next time.
Yeah, we'd be all right from now on.
All right, now I'm a bye.
Bye.